Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And this evening is all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. And we got for you Mind Your Business Weekly and Who You're Talking To Wednesday. And we have a special guest, as always, the awesome Reverend Frederick Shaw from the Citizens Commission for Human Rights. How are you?
I am fine. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing so well. We are so happy to hear you this evening and have you here with us and to tell us everything we need to know to protect ourselves as mental health care watchdogs. But one thing I want to ask you before we even get started, what do you think about the vice presidential debate this evening and how it affects us?
Well, and I'm not speaking for CCHR or any other group, just my own. I did not find it very enlightening. I found both sides being very, because I study a lot of this stuff, I knew who was telling the truth and who wasn't, at what times they were and weren't. And you know, the thing is that we didn't get a lot out of this debate. We got a lot of good answers that didn't go nowhere and that didn't mean anything.
Well, you heard it here first. But as we move on and we talk about CCHR, I want to talk about how the process gets started, Reverend Shaw, and how one should go about getting themselves some help if they have been a victim of mental health care abuse. And you can go to the website. If you haven't been to the website, Reverend Shaw will tell you about that. But everything, all of our climate, even the protests, can lead to things that will affect us concerning mental health. And you will need CCHR in your corner. But there is a process in order to be set free from that stigma of misdiagnosis. And so can you explain to us where would we start in that process?
Well, once you have been hooked into the system one way or another, then it becomes very difficult, but not impossible, to release yourself from the grips of mental health. Some of the things that people need to know is, number one, mental health is not like a hospital. If you go into the hospital with cancer, diabetes, anything like that, and you want to leave, you have the right to leave. It's not a jail and it's not a prison. But with mental health, no matter how sane you may appear, they can make a judgment that you are not sane, that you are mentally disabled and so forth. And that is subjective. There's no test to prove that a person is mentally ill. It's only observation, and it is only the interpretation of the therapist that the person is not of his right mind. But what happens if somebody slipped you a drink, something in your drink, and it caused you to have an abnormal reaction, then you could be deemed mentally ill when all you are is under the influence of something that some no good person slipped in your drink because you're a pretty lady or something like that. So, but when you don't have to prove anything, when you can just make a diagnosis, when you can do these things, you can get caught up in the system. Now, one of the things that we do at CCHR, especially whenever our doors open, but it can be done online, a person with us, if you go to cchrint.org, there should be a spot on there where you can file a complaint. Once you file a complaint, then you put in the complaint the things that you want to get resolved, and if it's within our means, it's something we could do. Another thing is that it always pays to have a lawyer who you have represented. Now, me, I just use Legal Shield, but and I'm not promoting it. I'm not advertising. I'm just saying that's what, because I get a lot of representation for $29 a month. But most people, we don't have an attorney. And once we get caught up in the system, it's kind of almost too late, because how can an attorney override a mental health therapist unless he goes through a lot of changes, which would be awfully expensive for most of us. So, but I would start with the complaint and go from there, and then let's see what CCHR can do for you to protect you, or you can have a good lawyer. And sometimes we have them on our sites that we stand by who can represent someone, but we can't dictate how they get paid because we are not in that aspect of it. That's just for people to use as a reference. But there's other things that we could go into that could really assist. But it's like you got to just have the representation, or you got to have CCHR, or in some cases, you got to have both.
Right, right. Well, I am aware of the psychiatric abuse report form. Do you mind if I read just the beginning of that form, or do you feel like that's just best for those patients at that time if they come to CCHR?
I think it's a toss-up, but I think I wouldn't reveal anything that could be that's
potentially harmful.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And even though it's just a form, you know, you just don't want, that's why I made sure to ask before I did anything, because I understand the politics of this. And you need to first be able to identify who those people are. You have to identify who they are and feel trustworthy enough to share your story and be in a safe
right.
place to share your story, because if you're not, you may be put back in the same position that you were beforehand. And CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights, is not in every city or state. We are, I know, for
right.
sure, we're in Florida, and we are in Los Angeles, California. There are other people who
in
are
Texas.
Advocates and mental health
mm-hmm.
watch care, mental health care watchdogs that are in other cities and in states. And even it spread out internationally, but because of the concentration of the primary places, I think you have to make a concerted effort to get to the place that is going to help you. However
right.
that may be by any means necessary, because in order for you to get the help you need to be in a place where you feel safe and protected. There are so many stories where people put right back in the system based on, you know, just standing up for themselves. So your best bet is to get to someone who can help you and ask for a form. If you want to know any more about this from CCHR, give us a call at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And I want to say thank you for all of you that are listening in Africa, all of the United States, in France. We have you all everywhere. And I'm just so thankful that you are taking the time to listen to this show. So wherever you are, no matter where you are, contact us. And there is some way you can get some help. You never know where that ram in the bush lies, where you can get the help you need in order to be free and to live your life as a regular, beautiful human being that's not subject to mental health care abuse. And also, email CCHR at contact@cchr.org. That's contact@cchr.org. Go ahead, Reverend Project.
And I just want to commend you for saying that thing where you just said that, you get out of the mental health and you want to be able to feel free. You want to be able to feel safe. You want to be able, and that, if mental health was really helpful, that would be part of their whole overall thing. You shouldn't feel stigmatized. You shouldn't feel that type of way. And people like you who have experience with mental health, that doesn't make sense that the whole world around you can see you're okay, but a practitioner can't. And so, I just want to commend you for being brave enough to even attack these subjects like this, having been part of what went down. And so you're a hero in my eyesight.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. It took me a long time to come to a place where I felt safe enough to advocate not only for what I saw, my own personal experience, and for other women who, don't even know where to go, don't know where to research. I knew it was somebody there. So I am thankful for you for the same, because if it weren't for you, they wouldn't know. We wouldn't have certain things like the task force for eugenics. So I am thankful and grateful to you for that and making me a part of the team. And if you want to reach Reverend Frederick Shaw, the CCHR Commission, CCHR Citizens Commission on Human Rights is located at 6616 Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90028. You can also call at 1-800-869-2247. That's 1-800-869-2247, or you can email Reverend Frederick Shaw there at the Citizens Commission for Human Rights to share your story with him as well. And if you send it to us, we will send it directly to him.
Right, and I think that if they send it to you, that'd be good, because I know you will get it to me, and it also gives you a number of people who are actually reaching for service. You get to know it and then forward it to us. But one of the things that I really want people to be aware of, be careful putting your kids on these psychiatric drugs, and do not, in my opinion, submit to electric shock for you or your children. When you get electric shock, 1 million brain cells get killed. If you do it to a 2-3-year-old, 1-year-old, not only is 1 million brain cells killed, but all of the brain cells that would have been created off of those brain cells as the child grew older will never be born. And that's called stunting your growth. That's creating the mental illness that you're supposed to be treating. And so be very careful. Know the side effects of what you do. Know the harm that can happen to your body. Know that suicide is part of a lot of these drugs. Know that homicide is part of a lot of these drugs. So anything that can make you kill yourself or kill others should not be in your body.
Thank you. Let's just say you make me want to say amen to that, because a lot of things are being blamed solely on mental illness when there is no proof of your brain having a chemical imbalance. Am I not correct?
No, you are absolutely not correct. Even though they still make a lot of money on the chemical imbalance of the brain theory, some of the top psychiatrists in the world have denounced that theory. Just because there's changes in the brain does not mean that there's mental illness. everything changes.
Correct.
So, you know, correct. Yeah, absolutely.
And it has to do also what people need to understand, the company you keep, the food you eat, all of these things are contributing to your health decline. It's a health decline. And if there are some simple things, if you are off, such as just talk therapy to work through your pain and your issues, there are holistic practices that could possibly work for you. And besides taking any type of medication that could possibly kill you and your family, I call it organized chaos, organized, you know, bullying in the mental health care system. You know, so I am grateful again to Citizens Commission for Human Rights for standing in the gap, because someone has to have a voice for these individuals. And I joined a long time ago to educate people on this fact.
Well, and you are allowing that through your show. You've had me on other times, and just creating the platform where people can be educated. You mentioned a thing about mental illness, and people don't understand. Some things are the appropriate behavior for the circumstance or situation you are facing. If my wife left me, and I like my wife, and you've met my wife.
Yes, wonderful woman.
If she left me, I would be somewhat depressed. But I wouldn't need a pill. I would just need the skill to get her back. And the depression would go. Now, if a man can't feed his family, kids are hungry, his wife is looking at him all funny, and he goes into a slump. But what happens to that man if he hits the lottery? So what we have to do is provide people with what they need to elevate out of their circumstances that's causing the condition in the first place. That's all we have to do. We don't drug it or shock it. We just create an avenue for the person to be able to elevate out of that situation.
Right. And a lot of times, especially in the minority community, it is such a task to even be in a productive environment in order to be able to do that, because there have been so many obstacles set in your way. So if you're unfortunate enough to be in a low-income area where it's high crime and things of that nature, that can also affect you, but it doesn't automatically diagnose you. And we spoke briefly
absolutely
about that a little earlier. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
and if you live in an area, if you as a woman live in an area that is dangerous and people try to get into the buildings and do all of that, if you don't sleep at night, you're going to start having anxiety and depression type feelings and stuff. If we took you out and put you in a safe environment, or made that environment you're in safe where you could sleep or not at night, then you wouldn't have those same feelings. I mean, let's correct what is actually going on with the person. Let's just fix it and not just
right.
drug it.
It's a simple fact of life. You either have a problem or you have a solution. And if we are solution-based, as we are at CCHR, you will find the correct way to solve the problem. I truly believe that. So I am very thankful for you again, Reverend Frederick, for showing us the way to create and make a solution.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you. Until next time, Reverend Frederick, we want to hear you every time we get a chance to tackle any topics concerning mental health care and mental health care abuse and what we can do about it. So we're hoping to keep you on a regular basis on our Wednesday, Who You Talking To.
Well, thank you so much for that opportunity. And thank you for being a member of the task force and helping in this fight. Every person counts in this fight, and I thank you for allowing me to come on, and I thank you for helping me in this journey.
Thank you so much. Until next time, Reverend Frederick.
Okay.
All right. Now, we are moving on to our next segment, and that is concerning Mind Your Business Weekly. If you're going to Mind Your Business Weekly, you have to keep track of your mind, people, and that means getting enough rest, enough sleep, enough good food to eat, sunshine, and being around people you love. You're going to have to do that in order to keep yourself on track to Mind Your Business Weekly, and not just weekly, every day. And if you find yourself that you keep hitting a wall, look for another solution. There is another solution. Sometimes if you keep getting blocked, God is just simply trying to point you in another way. He's trying to point you in another direction and have you to depend on him more. And when I say I know this personally to be a matter of fact. So we're going to mind our business weekly and take care of ourselves for our mental health, for our physical health, and our spiritual well-being in order to produce. Now, that's it for It's a Wrap Wednesday. Until next time, people, be great.